Haitian community in Springfield faces uncertainty as protected status nears expiration. The Haitian population in Springfield, Ohio finds itself at a critical crossroads following the Trump administration's recent decision to terminate the temporary protected status, TPS, for Haitian nationals. The announcement, made in February 2025, leaves thousands of Haitians vulnerable to deportation and without work authorization in the United States after August 3, 2025. The local Haitian support center has been inundated with requests for assistance since the announcement. Speaking to Salon, the center's director, Viles Dorsainville, revealed that numerous Haitians are desperately seeking guidance on legal alternatives to maintain their residence in the country. While options are scarce, Dorsainville remains committed to empowering the community. "I continue to encourage them to know their rights," he shared with Salon, noting that he guides eligible individuals toward alternative immigration pathways, though such opportunities are limited. Located in the Rust Belt, Springfield, with its population of approximately 60,000, hosts a considerable Haitian community. The TPS program has sheltered thousands of Haitian nationals since 2010, following a catastrophic earthquake in Haiti. The situation in their homeland has only deteriorated, particularly after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse in 2021, which has left the country grappling with political instability, widespread gang activity, and social disorder. The Trump administration's decision not to maintain the TPS protections previously extended by Joe Biden until February 2026 comes despite these challenging circumstances. Under the directive of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, the TPS designation for Haitians has been reduced to 12 months, with termination set for August 2025. This announcement has created ripples of anxiety throughout Springfield's Haitian community. Long-term TPS holders who have established roots in America now confront an uncertain tomorrow. While some contemplate migration to Canada or other nations offering legal residency, others remain hopeful for potential shifts in U.S. political dynamics. "People just can't comprehend the administration's rationale for this decision," Dorsainville expressed to Salon, describing the move as an act of injustice. He emphasized that even the U.S. Embassy in Haiti faces operational challenges due to pervasive gang violence, highlighting the complications surrounding potential deportations. Immigration advocates and community leaders have voiced strong opposition to the administration's stance. In a conversation with Salon, immigration attorney Julie Nemisik, who represents numerous Haitian clients, condemned the Trump administration's decision, suggesting it stems from ideological motivations rather than empirical evidence. "These anti-immigrant policies are being implemented to create fear and shock, advancing what amounts to white supremacy and the Project 2025 agenda," Nemisik explained to Salon. She emphasized that the decision shows a complete disregard for the dire circumstances in both Haiti and Venezuela, describing it as both irrational and prejudiced. In his Salon interview, Dorsainville shared his surprise at the status revocation, noting his belief that the administration was fully cognizant of Haiti's uninhabitable conditions. With the TPS expiration merely 5 months away, Springfield's Haitian community finds itself engulfed in fear and uncertainty. Many status holders are hesitant to share their stories publicly, concerned about potential consequences. A Haitian TPS recipient initially willing to speak with Salon later withdrew, citing the pervasive apprehension within the community. Meanwhile, advocacy groups and immigration attorneys continue their relentless efforts to assist and educate affected Haitians, though legal alternatives remain scarce. Numerous TPS holders find themselves caught in an administrative quagmire with limited viable options. As Springfield's Haitian residents confront this crisis, they must balance their aspirations for policy change with the urgent need to secure their future in America. This text is adapted from reporting by Tatiana Tandanpoli for Salon. You can read the text on Salon by clicking here.